The Affordable Care Act in Florida hasn't had an easy time. State lawmakers rejected an expansion of the Medicaid program for low-income people that could have covered another 3 million Floridians. The state also refused to set up its own online insurance exchange for people to shop and compare plans. Now the state is denying so-called navigators access to its health clinics. Those navigators are supposed to go out into communities to help the uninsured sign up for insurance on federal exchanges. But Hollywood Democrat Senator Eleanor Sobel says navigators are an important part of the program.
The Florida administration is not, to my knowledge, doing much or anything to educate the people about this program. And I believe the best way to kill a program, destroy a program, is not to get the information out to the people who actually need that information.
Governor Rick Scott recently aired concerns about the release of Social Security numbers in Minnesota. A federal insurance official accidentally sent the information to a person who had applied to be a navigator in that state. In Florida, the navigator program is heavily regulated, but it's the ammunition in a fight against the Affordable Care Act. State Republican Representative Matt Hudson likened the data breach to a new home purchase. As a realtor, Hudson says he doesn't let people buy homes without being informed.
Because frankly, that's one of the single largest investments in their life, their personhood, their entire family, and doing so is reckless and inappropriate. That is absolutely correct, as well as a number of other disclosures that will help them fully understand their purchase so that they are well-informed and knowledgeable. The days of caveat emptor are gone and should be under the Affordable Care Act as well.
Hudson has been a staunch opponent to the health care law. He and Sobel were among a panel of officials from different states discussing their policies when it comes to the Affordable Care Act. Some congressional Republicans continue to push for a repeal of the law, but the chances of that happening are unlikely. The insurance exchanges are set to open at the beginning of October. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.